Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Welcome to 2012 and Elisek Radio. All right. I know you're loving the music, but it is time to go ahead and get this show on the road. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to today's program. This is my first show of the year, and I have been just waiting and waiting to put this show on because I could not wait to get back. This is Elisek Radio. I am your host, Teresa Banks, and I want to say again, Happy New Year to one and all. I hope your new year is going well so far. You know, if you were to ask me, I would tell you that my head is still way back on New Year's Eve. I had a complete ball on New Year's Eve. You know, there's some New Year's Eves where I will stay at home and just kick back and watch TV half the night, or maybe order some pizza or some kind of great food, even popcorn, you know, just to watch some old movies or something to bring in the new year. And then there are other New Year's Eves, like this past New Year's Eve, where I'll actually go out and do something and have some fun and ring the new year in probably, I guess, a wilder way. And this past New Year's Eve, I had the pleasure of first going to a benefit dinner to primarily recognize and assist an organization that helps young people. And it was truly a pleasure to be at that particular event and meet some wonderful people that are doing outstanding things and to do some great dancing and to enjoy some fabulous food. And then afterwards, during the countdown to midnight, I was over at the venue, and both activities, the benefit dinner and this venue location, are at the Horseshoe Casino in Indiana, probably about 40 minutes from where I'm located in the Chicagoland area. And I tell you, I partied all night with friends and family. I had my one little sip for the year. That's the only time during the whole year I let myself have a little alcohol. So I had a little alcohol, dance, singing along to the songs. And, of course, you can't go to a casino without gambling, right? So I did a little bit of that, too. And then for the rest of the weekend, I did sit back, watch some TV, and watched all of the programs that I had taped, including the one of New York, ringing in the new year. And I tell you, who cannot watch New York? And I certainly had to tape the program with Lady Gaga singing. I realized Justin Bieber was also on the show and a number of other celebrities. But, honey, I taped it and I watched it so that I could see Lady Gaga, because I am certainly a fan. She had me ever since I heard her sing Paparazzi and listened to the words and the lyrics. And I love her song Telephone. I love just about every song she's done, including Edge of Glory. She is an outstanding singer and seems to wear her heart on her shoulder and love her fans as well. So, anyway, this show is not about what I did on New Year's Eve. Today's show is actually about resolutions, specifically New Year's resolutions. You know, the time of the year where we say to ourselves, once and for all, we are going to set particular goals and keep them. And I actually looked up the word resolutions. I didn't, like, look it up in a dictionary. I Googled it, like most of us do when we want to find something really quick. So I Googled the word resolutions, and the definitions I saw out there is that the word means firm determination, and that it also means formal expression of opinion or intention made. So I thought that is a pretty interesting way to look at that word. And when we think about it, we make New Year's resolutions so we can look forward to a prosperous new year and set up some goals to help us accomplish various things. We certainly start with our best intentions, don't we? We make a list 9 times out of 10, and we may say, for example, we're going to lose weight or stop smoking or start treating people better. We tell our family and our friends what we're going to do. I don't know about you, but when I tend to do that, I do it so they can help me be accountable for what I'm claiming I'm now going to do. And then we make plans. We say, here's our course of action that we are going to do between January and year end, heading into December. And then the first week of January, like here we are right now, we're into the first week of January with just a few days remaining. We either start out really well or we're sluggish, right? Like I started out this particular show with this tune right here. Listen to it for a second. I mean, great music, right? I mean, if you had that tune every day, maybe that could be something to help get you up and get you motivated to working out. But I tell you, there's something with the first week where we either jump right in head first or we're like, you know, let me just start tomorrow. It's just the first week. It's just the first week of January. What's the rush, right? So I'm hoping that you're not in the latter situation. I'm hoping that you jumped in head first and you've said to yourself, it's the first week of January, I'm going to start things off right. Now, further into the month of January, we are either progressing or we're faltering. Right? Because we, again, start out with these great intentions that we made these wonderful New Year's resolutions, and now we're in the middle of the month struggling already sometimes. And then as the months go by, we are now truly either successful or we just start failing altogether and saying to ourselves, kind of like my Cub fans here in the Chicagoland area, we'll just wait until next year, or now currently like my Bears fans, we'll wait until next year. We'll start again, right? And so sometimes in doing that, it can feel almost like an endless cycle. So we really, I think, have to be careful in maybe
what we plan, what's on our list, and that it's realistic even for us to do in the first place. And what I always tell people to do is analyze yourself. Figure out what will truly make you successful. Like if you've made up this great list, have you planned and prepared well enough to actually carry it out? I mean, for example, if you're one who said to yourself, you know, I have all these different tobacco products I take. Let's assume it's cigarette smoking. You know, I'm just going to quit. Come January 1st, I'm just going to quit smoking. But did you really say to yourself, you know, I'm going to get a patch or I'm going to go through some kind of cessation program, classes, make some phone calls, something to really help me out? And losing weight is certainly another one. I mean, that's a big one. That's one so many people put on their list year after year. And you hear even the regulars at the gym kind of giggle at those of us that make losing weight one of our things to do. And they say, well, I'm not even going to worry about having to share the equipment because in another couple of weeks, over half these people will be gone. Are we planning enough? Are we preparing enough? If you've said to yourself you're going to lose weight, how are you going to do it? Are you suddenly going to stop bringing the wrong foods into the house? Are you going to join a program like Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers or a gym? And all of these different celebrities from Mariah Carey to Janet Jackson to one of my favorites, Jennifer Hudson, they're telling us just sign on up, right? That's all we have to do is sign up and we can have a much better body. So I tell you, I think a part of the reason we don't stick with our New Year's resolutions is because we're not doing all we can to plan. So I want those of you listening to this program, and I want to take 2 seconds to acknowledge someone who came into the chat, guest 1009. Thank you for popping through. I want you to think about that and how you're going to be successful this year, how you're going to target that and actually do it. Now, personally, I always make New Year's resolutions, and I'll be honest in saying I don't always keep them. I'm bad sometimes, but I certainly always make them. And my two key New Year's resolutions this year are first to lose weight and secondly to write and publish 2 books. Pretty aggressive goals. Now, when I look at the lose weight part, you know, I've run through a number of different groups and online sessions. I've worked with weight coaches. I'm using an awesome website, mypyramid.gov. I'm planning to exercise more, to buy better foods, to read the labels, and to track calories, which I'm absolutely horrible at tracking calories. Who wants to eat food and then write down some calorie count in that food and then make sure you've worked out or moved enough during the day to burn those calories? That's a lot of stuff to do, right? But we're told by most fitness instructors to be best successful at losing weight. That's a part of what you have to do, because if you don't know what you're eating and that scale is not in balance, not literally the scale that's telling you your pounds, but the scale that's checking calories burned versus calories in, then you can't say to yourself, I'm going to be successful then at losing weight. So my plan this year is to be successful. And based on all these different charts and things, you know how you'll check your BMI setting and then it'll tell you, you know, here's your ideal weight of what you should weigh. And if you've been following this program, you know that I've already done 5 conversations here, 5 blog talk shows on how one can lose weight. And those shows were entitled Weight Loss Tips, Part 1-5. If you haven't heard them, check them out. And I was keeping track of my weight while doing those shows. And I think towards the last show I did, I had dropped probably about 11 pounds. And at this point, I've now lost 18 pounds. But according to all these different charts and BMI settings and everything else, I still need to lose 19 more pounds. So I guess I'm almost halfway done, right? That's how I should look at it. The glass is half full. So I guess I'm going to say to myself, well, if I've already lost 18, somehow I can lose 19 more. But my point in telling you about that particular goal is that I have some plans and suggestions for myself so that I can be successful at losing weight. I'm going to use a weight coach. I'm going to use the mypyramid.gov website. I'm going to exercise more to make sure my heart rate's getting up and certainly lift weights. Buying better food will include more fruits, more vegetables, more foods that are grillable and boilable because I love my Foreman grill. And I'm certainly going to, at least the first few weeks, maybe through the month of January, count the calories, see what I'm taking in, and make sure that I'm burning those off. Now, the second New Year's resolution that I mentioned in regards to writing and publishing the two books. Now, of course, I have a little nudge on that, in that I do have a publishing company, LSEC Publishing. I've been in this field of publishing since the year 2000, so for 12 years now, and owning a business and publishing four books already. So that kind of gives me a little edge there in knowing that publishing is certainly possible, but I still have to write the two books that I plan on finishing this year. I do have the titles already set in my mind. I did start on both books already towards the middle of last year. And I do have on my calendar throughout this year, I have to check the date. I don't know if it's this month or next month. but I do have on my calendar to go ahead and get started on this particular goal, or I shouldn't say started, but to resume doing it, because as I said, I begin working on both next year. So I think that I'll be able to accomplish this particular goal. And, you know, with writing, it's not just about putting those two books together and publishing them. Then you have to do all the marketing, too. But, of course, that's a whole other story. And in my particular case, I've been successful with the publishing side, but the losing weight side, that is the part that's really rough. And I think I'm going to stay on talking about the losing weight part here just a bit, because I think that's a struggle for many. It's challenging to change, especially giving up fast foods. We pass so many on the street. They are in our face all day with commercials about eat this, eat that. And in my case, pounds don't fall off as quick as I'd like. I remember in my 20s and 30s when I would make a commitment to lose weight, I could drop weight so fast it would just be crazy. And now, being older, it takes longer, and you run the risk of regaining the weight, especially after you bought new clothes, after you said, okay, I've dropped a few pounds, like in my case, okay, I've dropped 18 pounds. It's time to buy some new clothes, right? But then you buy the new clothes and you're like, oh, my God, now I can't fit them. But I think in regards to weight loss or whatever your situation is, a part of staying on top of these New Year's resolutions you're going to make is to say, why am I doing it? What's my purpose? What is my motivation? Like if you're trying to drop some weight, is it to look better? Is it to feel better? And reward yourself along the way. If you've gone, you know, 2 months without one cigarette and you had been a chain smoker, reward yourself. Maybe take yourself on a little weekend getaway. or go out with some friends or family or something to celebrate, or buy yourself, you know, a little piece of jewelry or a T-shirt that says, you know, I'm doing it or something. Do something to reward yourself. Same thing if you're trying to keep better contact with family and friends. I think the reward there, though, will be just having them in your presence and having more love that you're able to feel and to give. But I think you can certainly do it. Now, I think in order for us, bottom line, to live up to whatever our New Year's resolutions are, whether they be to go to church more, I might have to add that one to my list. Whether it be to go to some service, no matter what your religious belief is, or as I said, to be a better friend or to accomplish something. I know a number of people looking to further their education, maybe get a college degree. No matter what it is, say to yourself that it can be done. Because it truly is all about the planning and then progressing, staying motivated, having some kind of support, even if it's online support. You know, all of us are on these various social networking sites. You can connect with people around the world and get support for just about anything you desire to do. Might be to be an artist, could be to join some kind of club or organization that will help you in another way, like I did a show a few months ago on Toastmasters. What if you have a goal, a New Year's resolution to be a better speaker, listener, or leader? The Toastmasters organization I mentioned can certainly help you do that. Or to open a business, or to get a job. That could be your New Year's resolution. So many people are looking for work. So many are trying to save their home and trying to send their kids to school, trying to improve their finances. Maybe some of those things could be your goal, your resolution this year to make it happen. And I know a part of the challenge sometimes, especially when it comes to finding work and finances, is a lot of times some things may not be in our control, especially the finding a job part. But say to yourself, that will be my New Year's resolution, and that I'm just going to have to look more aggressively. Or I've talked to some friends that I know have been looking for years, and I said, not only is it about looking more aggressively, but saying to yourself, maybe I'll review some of the positions that I thought I may not like before. Or some of the different positions where, you know, I kind of thought about it, kicked it around a little bit, but I felt I was either too old, my body couldn't handle it, or for one reason or another I thought would not be feasible to even do. Maybe you could revisit those type of positions and give it a second or a third thought. Or maybe you could say to yourself, hey, I'm going to create my own business. Maybe it's time for me to design some websites, become a blogger, as someone had mentioned yesterday when I was at a Toastmasters meeting. They were saying you could design websites or become a blogger and make money that way. Or maybe you could run a business like customer service and doing something. So look at different opportunities. Explore various options and say to yourself, I'm going to go into this year with a positive spirit. And I know, you know, I mentioned some of the more negative things in regards to the job searching. I've talked to people also that are starting the year with loved ones that are sick, loved ones that have passed away or where they themselves are sick. And when that happens, it's even more challenging to start the year off with a more optimistic view. But even if you have to play catch up a little bit, and being optimistic as opposed to pessimistic, then play catch up. But go forth in this year saying that I'm going to make my New Year's resolutions this time come true. Now, as I wrap up today's show, I want to remind you how to reach me by email. And I'm going to read off my little tagline type information with the backdrop of some soft yoga, peaceful sounding music. This makes me want to do some stretches too while I'm talking. If you want to reach me by email and tell me your New Year's resolutions or guests you'd like to hear on the show or how the show's doing or any other comments or questions, you can do so by dropping me an email at mailtobanks@AOL.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2. B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. Also, swing by blogtalkradio.com/ellasec, spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C, and become a friend of the show, a follower of the show. There's some exciting programs that are coming up this year, and you certainly do not want to miss them. Now, in regards to the web, I am out there in just a couple of places that are maintainable. I'm out there on Facebook as well as MySpace under my full name of Teresa Banks, so track me down. And don't forget to swing over to Amazon.com and purchase copies of all of my 4 books now on the market. Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. Certainly check out all 4 of those books, and I thank all of you who have done so already and contacted me to let me know. And then finally, I'd like you to set the date, March 9th. March 9th. It's a Friday, March the 9th. I will be speaking at South Suburban College during their women's conference. And South Suburban College is in South Holland, Illinois. And I'll be talking about weight loss tips that work. So those of you in the Chicagoland area with the New Year's resolution to drop the pounds, that is the program you want to check out. And during the women's conference, they'll certainly have other programs that are going on and not just my one session. So certainly, certainly swing on through. South Suburban College Women's Conference, Friday, March the 9th. Set the date. So with that said, my friends, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to close off the show with the earlier tune that I played because it gets me into that exercise workout spirit. As opposed to this one, I love this tune. Listen to it for a second. Let me turn it up. I love this tune, but it makes me want to just go back to bed. I'm going to turn it off. It makes me want to just go back to bed, set the alarm clock, and get back up at another 2 or 3 hours. But this tune right here, this one now makes me want to get up and dance and work out. So my friends, I thank you for listening. I thank you for the emails and messages and cards and the postal mail you've sent to me. I'm grateful to have you as listeners, and I appreciate you. I hope that you keep enjoying this program heading into our, as we're already in, not heading into, we're already in our brand new year of 2012, and I hope you will continue to listen to this show. Take good care of yourself. May God bless you richly in all you do, and I hope this year, 2012 New Year's resolutions are successful, and that this is one of your best years yet. Talk to you later.